Gemara discussed the machlokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan regarding a case of Shabbos and Yantif that are back to back, and what happens in a case of Noda Bazeh. The Chiddush of Rav that Noda Bazeh is Asura Bazeh. And the Gemara comments that there are two, and Poshup Shat, only two possible explanations of the Shita of Rav that Noda Bazeh is Asura Bazeh. So one, a great Kiddush, that you assume the relationship of Shabbos and Yantif is Kedusha Achas, Kedusha Achas. We pointed out, according to Rashi, Psachim Daf Memvav, that this is a machlokes, Rav and Rav Chisda, but apparently Rav is of the opinion that Shabbos and Yantif is indeed Kedusha Achas. The Gemara, of course, is bothered, because when you look in the Sugi in Eret and Daf Lam Ches, that is not what Rav says. Rav says the halacha is Ka'arba Zakenim, and that Shabbos Yantif, as we assume Lalach, is considered to be Shtei Kedushas, Shtei Kedushas. It was two separate Kedushas, so why would one argue that No de Bezeh is indeed Asura Bezeh? So the Gemara says the following, that no, really is true, Shabbos Yantif are two Kedushas. The reason for Rav is because of Islei Hachana Darabba. If you hold like Hachana Darabba, that tells us that in Yantif, Mechin the Shabbos, in Shabbos Mechin the Yantif, and therefore that would explain that if No de Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh, that means that day one is B'Mechin the day two, and therefore that would be a violation of Hachana Darabba. That's the Gemara. Realize that both positions are a great Kiddush. If you assume Shabbos Yantif is Kedushachas, that means Rav is going out on a limb. If you hold the Maskanas HaGemara, Hachana Darabba, the Gemara pointed out earlier, beginning on that phase, that also is a very significant machlokes. Okay, so either way, Rav Shita is somewhat unusual. Either Shabbos Yantif Kedushachas, or you have to subscribe to Hachana Darabba. So Tosos is very bothered. Tosos says that, look, I'll give you a very simple reason, that no de bezeh asur bezeh, without arguing that Rav has to agree with Kedushachas, that Rav has to subscribe to Hachana Darabba. Very, very simple. Very simple. Look in Masechet Shabbos, and Daf Mem Dalet, and Daf Mem Vav, Beitza Daf Lamed. What happened to the principle of Migudis Katzai? Migudis Katzai. If something is asur on a particular day, so therefore it remains asur for the entirety of that day. Migudis Katzai ben Hashmashos. If the hen, for example, would lay an egg on day one, are you allowed to go ahead and to utilize this during Ben HaShemashos? Certainly, certainly not. So once it's in a status of muktzah, it's off limits during Ben HaShemashos, you know what? Migud is katzai le Ben HaShemashos, is katzai le kuli yama. So maybe that's the very simple reason of Rav, Migud is katzai, without pinning Rav against the wall to hold Shabbos Yantif is Kedushachas, or assuming that he must subscribe to Hachana Darabba. Wow, that is Tosos' discussion. So Tosos answers that no, that's impossible. You cannot utilize Migudis Katzai as a remedy for this difficulty. Why is that true? Because this would be Migomas Katzai, Machmas Yom Shavar. Machmas Yom Shavar. And that is not a reasonable combination. To say that, you know what, something is Asur today, that Isur extends to Ben HaShemashos, and once it extends to Ben HaShemashos, it flips and it's Asur for the entire second day. That's not a reasonable position in any shape or form. Lo amrigo migudis katzai machmas yom shavar. Why would you argue that that indeed is not true? So poshub shat is very, very simple, right? Poshub shat. I would say that maybe you don't even need mar makamos, but if you want one, the Maram Shik writes this in the Chuvis and Simon Reishai and Dalit. Poshub shat. The whole svar migudis katzai means that the tchila sayom is the koveh. You don't view every second of each day independently, but you know what? The onset of the day, I set up an Erev Tchumim. So you know what? I'm Kona Shvisa B'Tchila Sayom. That is my Tchum Shabbos. The Tchila Sayom indeed is the Koveya. That is the whole Sfar of Migudis Katzai. So if this was the status at the beginning of the day, that status indeed remains. What are you arguing that Machmas Yom Shavar? That sounds absurd. Machmas Yom Shavar, this window of time, Ben HaShemashos, what do you mean? It is either yesterday or today, I admit. It's a Safek Yom, Safek Laila. If you're going to argue that it's Yom, it's true, this remains Muktzah. But you can't argue that that is the Tchila Sayom of the coming day, of the coming day. And if you're going to argue that no, Ben HaShemashos is already the beginning of the next day, it means that object in question was no longer Muktzah. How can you combine a Tchila Sayom with the Yom Shavar. How does that work? So therefore it also says that of course you don't assume a migodis katsai machmas Yom Shavar. That combination, Tosus assumes, is a tartar disaster. And therefore, the Gemara never suggests migodis katsai. The only reasonable explanations of Rav Shita would be Shabbos Yom Kedushah Chasor Hachana Derabba. Because Mimanavshah. You cannot combine a migodis katsai machmas Yom Shavar. Wow. And this is the position of Tosus and Sukkah and Daf Memvav. There the Gemara calls three different shittos when it comes to the status of an esrog. An esrog is designated for the purpose of a mitzvah. How long does that designation last? So the Gemara has three possibilities. One possibility is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that the esrog remains mutzah all of Hoshana Rabba. Why? Because Yoma Iskatzai. Well, so therefore, on Hoshana Rabba, there's a mitzvah until Aslulav, and therefore it remains in that status the entire day. Well, Rish Lakish says, no, that's not true. On the seventh day, it is mutter. It no longer has that status. Le mitzvah iskatzai. The reason it has any elevated status is because you are going to use it for the purpose of a mitzvah. When the mitzvah is already performed and the mitzvah comes to an end, its status does not continue. And therefore, le mitzvah iskatzai. So two possibilities, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Wow, what is the status of that lula, that esrog, the balance of the day of Hoshana Rabbah? What about the next day? The next day, of course it's mutter. Why would you say the next day? It is aser. Oh, Levi says, afilu b'shmini aser. That's shita number three. Levi. Dalet minim are considered to be forbidden b'yom shmini. How in the world can that work? Why would you argue that the special status of dalet minim, right, extends even to Shmini Atzeres? There is no mitzvah of the Tilas of an Esrogan, Shmini Atzeres. How indeed is that possible? So, Enoch Inami, Tosus says you're right. It's impossible. To argue that Mi'ikar Hadin, the elevated status of Cheftes Shal Mitzvah of Daliminim, should apply on Shmini Atzeres when there is, but Levi says, it's also even on day 8. Why is that true? So Tosus says the following, that this is only a gzera. This is a gzera. Gozar Esrog up to Sukkah. Sukkah is unique. Because you know what? Sukkah is not just a flip. Sukkah is a mitzvah d'araisa on Hoshana Rabba. And if now it's during Ben HaShemashos, and a person is going to eat, a person is going to sleep, and it's Ben HaShemashos, Hoshana Rabba and Shmini Atzeres, you know what you're going to tell that person? Sveika d'araisa l'chumra, that can only be done in the Sukkah. It can only be done in the Sukkah. That window of time, my overlapping concentric circles. No, that gray area, there's a mitzvah of yeshiva basukka. Oh, if there's a mitzvah of yeshiva basukka in Ochinami, that would remain for the entire next day as well. That doesn't apply to lulav. Lulav is only a zeichel mikdash. And if for whatever reason, this person just wakes up in his ben hashmashos of Hoshana Rabba Shmini Atzeres, he says, I was not yet no to lulav. You're going to tell that person, do not be no to lulav. Lulav is only a zeichel mikdash. It's already been a shmashos, and therefore there's no mitzvah of betilas lulav. Sukkah, there is a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah ben hashmashos. There is no mitzvah of tilas lulav and esrog ben hashmashos, and that's why me'ikar hadin, that the muktzah is one long day, a day longer for sukkah than it is for dalet minim. Oh, so Levi says, you know what, that sounds pretty complicated. Levi says, gozer esrog to sukkah. So that's Tosus. Wow. It's only a gzeirah d'rabbanan. You know what I would argue? That's l'shitase. That's Tosus l'shitase of Beitza Daf Dalet. Beitza Daf Dalet. There's no possibility of a migodis katsoy machmas yom shavar. So if you have something like Dalet Minim that are not only usar on day 7, but remains usar on day 8, you cannot say it's because day 7 includes ben hashmashos, so now you flip. Since the beginning of day 8, it was muktzah that remains for the entirety of it. You cannot suggest that. But Levi says it's aser. That must be a gzera, separate gzera of gazar, esrog, atu, sukkah. That cannot be mikar hadin. What happened to migdis katsoi? Beitz adaf dalet. You don't assume muktzah machmas yom shavar. That's great. Ooh, take a look at the ritva. There, the sukkah, sugi and sukkah, daf menvav. Ritva has three biurim of Levi Yeshita. Number one, he quotes the biur of the Balei HaTosfos. This is a gzera, gazar, esrog, atu, sukkah. Good. Oh, acherim pirshu. It's a gzera. But not atul sukkah, it's a gzera atul lulav. In what sense? Lulav for us is only a zeich lemikdash. That certainly is true. But you have a beis hamikdash, there's a mitzvah, netilul nesra, midaraisa kol shiva. Midaraisa kol shiva. In other words, that mi'ikr hadin daraisa mikdash, which true of sukkah, is true of dalet minyan. Which would mean that, you know what? In the, such an instance, shibana beis hamikdash, ben hashmashos, you would be obligated to take the dalet minyan and mikdash. Which would mean it's like sukkah. Now I can apply migudis katsari. So I agree it's a gzeira. It's not a gzeira of esrog atu sukkah. It's esrog bizman hazeh, which is a zeich lemikdash, atu esrog bizman shebeis hamishkayim, which is considered to be a din daraisa. What's the tzad hashavah shebehem? Both the shita of the Balei Tosfos and acherim pirshon mitva. This is all a gzeira. Ein achinami, a difference in terms of what the nature of the gzeira is. Okay? And the Ritva concludes, no, vahanachal, it's not a gzeira. This is really true. Me'ikar hadin. The reason Levi says that it is asr is because of Migudis Katsar. It's asr on day 7. Day 7 embraces Benashmashas. And now Migudis Katsar Benashmashas is Katsar do Kuliyama. And Levi's Shita is considered to be Me'ikar. And that's what Rashi writes. You look at Rashi in the Sugyan Sukkah. The reason that Levi says that the Esrug is Asr for the additional day is because of Midas Katsai against Tosus that says, that doesn't make sense. How can you say Midas Katsai Tchila Sayom Atul Yom Sha'avar, which is the Sofayom? How can you combine the Tchila Sayom and Sofayom when it comes to the Dini Mokhtse? Well, say Nachinami, Rashi against our Tosus, and Tosus exactly, Lishitase. But Tosus is so mistaber. Now, I can say, you know what, we're not sure. And therefore, you have to treat something as Yom and Laila. But Yom and Laila simultaneously, isn't that a tarta disaster? To say that it's Muktzah Machmas Yom Sha'avar, it remains Muktzah B'Yom Lahaba? How can that possibly be? So one possibility is maybe this is a Chiddush, not in the world of Migudis Katsai. Maybe this is a Chiddush in the world of Ben Hashmashos. What exactly is Ben Hashmashos? You're right. If Ben Hashmashos is either or, it is either absolute day or it's absolute night. So how can you say a fusion of? This is not a fusion at all. It is either day, it is night, but you know what? We are not sure exactly when that terrifying is. So we, man, has to be machmer, but klapei shmaya, that certainly is not true. If it's either day or night, so how can you argue that it's also because it's day? And Migudis Katsai because it's night. No. It is either one or the other. That combination is untenable. That doesn't work whatsoever. Oh, but the Ritva and Yuman Dav Mem Zayin. And maybe one could argue, whoa, Ritva the Shita say now. No. That the Ritva says that's not really the explanation of Ben Hashmashos. Ben Hashmashos is not just a man-made suffix that, you know what, day turns to night instantaneously, but I don't know when that split second is. And therefore, I have to be machmer, but less man de poli. There is a split second. And you know, all those shitas in the Gemara, Safim Dev Tzarihei, Shabbos Aflam Adalit, how long is Ben Hashmashos? That's not really how long Ben Hashmashos is. Ben Hashmashos is a split second. You know what the machlokas is? How long do we have to be chayish for that maybe that is Ben Hashmashos? No? There's no machlokas as how long Ben Hashmashos is. 2/3 of a mil, 3/4 of a mil, 4 milim. No. Ben Hashmashos is instantaneous. But you know what? When does that split second occur? Is it between here and here? Or between here and here? Or maybe between here and here? Oh, Rabbi Natam. No, like, wow, like, the machlokes is in the world of Safek. But Ali B'demes, Ben Hashmashos is literally, a herifayim. A herifayim. The Ritva writes, no, that's not true. That, you know what? Day does not turn to night instantaneously. Dawn and dusk are a transition that has simultaneous characteristics of Yom and Laila. Yom and Laila. Not Yom or Laila, but Yom and Laila. Wow, that's very heavy. If that really is true, one could argue the Shita say, if it really means that there are characteristics of day and night, so therefore, maybe it's not so surprising that one could assume a concept of a Migudis Katsai. It's not false on its face to be able to say, no, it's either day and it's us, or it's night and it's mutter. No, it's day and night. and you have an overlapping area of Yom Vilayla, not Yom Olayla, and therefore you can have the possibility of Migur Katsay, Machmas Yom Shavar. And one could argue, wow, that this Ritva Sukkah Menvav is L'shitasya Ritva Numa Daf Mem Zayin. Okay, it's still a Kiddush to assume that, you know what, that the fact that it has characteristics of both literally means simultaneously, and you can still apply a principle of Migras Katsay. Because one could argue that Lagabe those dinim, that it is Yom, it is Yom. Lagabe the dinim, that it's Laila, it is Laila. And you can't just create an elision to assume that Migras Katsay. Okay, but how else do you understand, right, the Shita? Now, when Tosus brings a raya to his Shita, that you don't say Muktzamach Mas Yom Shavar, you know what Tosus' raya is? Tosus and Sukkah Daf Yud. His raya is Beitza Daf Dalet. Because the Gemara is searching for the beer of Rav Shita, of Noda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. And the Gemara comes on to, right, you know, you have to hold like this Das Yachid, you have to like that Das Yachid. What in the world happened to Minas Katsai? So it's black and white that you cannot apply Migrasai Machmas Yom Shavar. That's Tosus's main raya. Against all other Rishonim who would possibly even understand Levi Shita. So you know what? You kind of take a step back and wonder, how can you disagree with that? How can you disagree with that? So when you look at the Ritva seems to say something very unusual. It's almost as the Ritva negates the Kasha. The reason that it's Aser is because of Migris Katsai. Migris Machmas Yom Shavar. As the Gemara says, in Beitzan Daf Dalet. Like you look, who, what, where? No, that's not what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says that either Kiddush Achas or Hachana Derambo. The Gemara does not say Migris Katsai. How can the Ritva write that you can have Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar, and that's exactly Levi Shita, and that's Mamish, the Gemara, Beitz and Daf Dalet, and you look, and you look, and you look, and that's not what the Gemara says. Tosus says, the Gemara says the opposite, the only possibility of Rav Shita would be Hachana Daramba. How does the Ritva say it's Mikudis Katsai? As the Gemara says in Beitz and Daf Dalet, what Gemara? The Gemara says the opposite. The opposite is true. So somehow you have to say something which is like astounding. Not the Ritva, the different gears than the Gemara. Now, that's how the Ritva understood the Gemara. Wow. The reason that no the Bezeh, Surah Bezeh, is because of Bindis Katsai. But in order to say that that is true, you have to agree to Rama. You have to agree to Rama. Meaning, the Hagdara of Migudis Katsai is going to be different according to Rabban than it is according to everyone else. The reason it's us is because Migudis Katsai. What does that mean? What does Migudis Katsai mean? Oh, how you're going to explain to your friend what Migudis Katsai means is going to depend on whether you agree with Rabba or whether you don't. If you hold like Rabba, you're going to explain Migudis Katsai this way. And if you disagree with Rabba, you're going to have to explain Migudis Katsai that way. You know what the nafka midah between this and that is going to be? Muktzah Machmas Yom Shavar. No? Forget about, does any of this make sense? No, that's the mission, no? The Gemara says, it's the Penan HaChana D'Rabba. The Ritva writes, it's Migudis Katsai. So you know what you have to say? Migudis Katsai is dependent on HaChana D'Rabba. And how you understand Migudis Katsai depends on whether you agree with Rabba, whether you don't. If you agree with Rabba, then yes. And if you don't, then not. The understanding of Migudis Katsai is different according to Rabba than it is according to others. Mamai nafkamina, muktzah machmas yom shavar. So if somebody holds muktzah machmas yom shavar, that means that their understanding of Migudis Katsai is informed by Hachana D'Rabba. Now, what in the world does all that mean? No? But that's what you have to do, no? Yeah, that's how you put the pieces together, no? The Ritva says this, the Gemara says that. You know what the answer is? No, this means that. That Migudis Katsai is dependent on. And the Nafka Mina is Muktzah Machmas Yom Shavar. How in the world? So let me ask a very simple question. Now, you have to explain to someone what Bigudas Katzai means. What exactly is this principle, Bigudas Katzai? So be very patient, you know, explain very simply, as we just did. You want to quote the Ram Shik, you don't want to quote the Ram Shik. No, maybe it's the Pashut. That when it comes to many, many Dine Shabbos, when it comes to many, many Dine Yontif, the Tchila Sayom is the Koveya. The Tchila Sayom is the Koveya. So therefore, what is my Malkum Shvisa? The Tchila Sayom is the Koveya. What is your Tchum Shabbos? The Tchila Sayom is Koveya. Is this object Muktza? Is it not Muktza? The Tchila Sayom is the Koveya. If the Tchila Sayom is the Koveya, as a Shuah, so many things. No? So guess what? Once it is established that Tchila Sayom is this, so therefore, Lekuliyoma, that remains. Oh, this person walks away and says, I understand that. That was a great explanation. I was like puzzled what Migas Katzai means. And you explain it beautifully. No, Tchila Sayom is the Koveya. And therefore, whatever status is of Tchila Sayom, that remains. Okay, good, great. If that's how you understand Migas Katzai, that the Tchila Sayom is the Koveya, you know who's right? Tosus is 100% right. So how in the world can you say that Machmas Yom Shavuot? Well, you just told me that the Tchila Sayom is the Koveya. So you cannot say that the Tchila Sayom is Nikva based on yesterday? Why in the world on yesterday? The Tchila Sayom is the Koveya. If no the Bazeh, the Tchila Sayom Haba is not Muktza, how can you say Migdis Katzai? So you're right. If you're going to explain Migdis Katzai, I would say the Pashut Pshat, the simplest explanation, the Tchila Sayom is considered to be the Koveya. Well, there are a lot of dinim that are dependent on the Tchila Sayom. The Rosh writes as an example. Let's say, Rachman Litzlan, a person is an Onin on Motzei Shabbos. Guess what? The Kfur is on, let's say, Monday. He's not Chayiv in Havdalah. Even though he can make Havdalah until Tuesday Shkia. Because the Tchila Sachiyuv is the Koveya. Motzei Shabbos, he was exempt. He wasn't Chayiv in Havdalah. So you're not chayiv in Havdalah. You know what? You're no longer an onen on Monday or on Tuesday. Yeah, but the Tchila Sayom is the Koveya. Well, I'll tell you another chiddush the Rosh. Rachman Litzlan, a parent dies and a child is a katan. At the time of the kfur was a katan. That's the Tchila Salvelus. That's the Koveya. The next day he becomes a gadol. You know what the chiddush the Rosh is? He's exempt from Shiva Shloshim Yabes Chodesh. Because the Tchilasa Kfura is the Koveya. That establishes the Dini Avelos. The Kfura is Koveya. Motzei Shabbos is the Koveya. And therefore, that's it. So very simply, you want to know the status of Tchumim, the Tchilasayom is the Koveya. We're done. But if that's true, how in the world can you say Machmas Yom Sotosis is 100% right? That was 100% right. Let me ask you the following. Let's say you agree with Hachana Dara. Would you explain Migdas Katzai differently? If you subscribe to Rabba, would you explain Migdas Katzai differently? So you know what the Chiddush is? Yes. If you hold like Hachana Dara, you're not going to be satisfied with everything I just said. You're going to say that that's not Migdas Katzai. That's not what Migdas Katzai means. If Rabbi was sitting here and I explained his Katzai, Rabbi would get up and say, that's all wrong. That's not what Migdas Katzai means. The Tchila Sayom is the Koveya, and therefore, wrong. Why wrong? What did I say that's so wrong? No? Oh. So let's make this a little fancy, no? What did Rabbi say? What is Hachana Dara? What is Hachana? That was Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, no? Beis on the Beis, Erev Lameches. Let's deal with Rashi, no? Let's deal with Rashi. What did Rabbi say? When Rabbi says that there's something called Hachana Dara. You know what Rashi said? Rashi says that Muktza is Daraisa. Those just two words, no? Muktza is Daraisa. What in the world does Muktza Daraisa have to do with Hachana Dara? So that you chazer. Now, what was Rashi Shita? Rashi's shita is not that ein yantif mechin l'shabbos, ein shabbos mechin l'yantif. That's all true, but that's not the punchline. You know what the punchline of Chanan Rabbah is? Anything that is used on Shabbos and anything that is used on yantif has to be muchan b'yom chol. It has to be designated on the previous day. On the previous day. Wow. So, well, obviously, that ein Shabbos mechin yantif, and ein yantif mechin l'shabbos, that certainly is true. Because in order to use something on Shabbos or on yantif, it has to be designated for use hayom hashishi, chol, on yom chol. Wow. In other words, that Hachana Darab is just simply Muktzah Daraisa. Muktzah Daraisa. Anything that's utilized on Shabbos Yantav has to be Menamucha on Chol. And that's what Tosfos Nevi'im screams in Aflam and Ches. That's not Muktzah, not Daraisa. This is a technical problem, Hachana Darab, of Ein Shabbos Mechin Yantav, or Ein Yantav Mechin Shabbos. But Tosfos said, Shabbos Yantav Ki Mechin Es Atzmo. No? Where's that Tosfos? Beitza Daf Dalet. That's a toast of Masna Ella. That even though when the hen lays an egg, that also is Hachana, there's nothing wrong with Shabbos being Mechina L'atzma. Shabbos is going to be insulted if you say that Shabbos is Hachana for Yantiv. But Shabbos will be perfectly comfortable saying that Shabbos is Mechina L'atzma. So what did Tosfos say? Even though Leida is a Hachana, the Gemara in the Beis Medrash said Shabbos Balatish Dari. What do you mean? Shabbos can be Mechina L'atzma? What does Tosfos? Absolutely yes. You know who would disagree with Tosfos? Rashi. There's one in the world Tosfos would agree with this. Tosfos. Rashi would agree with Tosfos and Abdallah Madala. Because if Leida is a Hachana, the Beitza was not Minamuchan Biyom Chol. Biyom Chol. No? That was clear so far? Any question regarding that point? That's Rashi Shita. Hachana Dravis Muktzah Daraisa. Which means the Hachana has to be B'chol. The Hachana has to be B'chol. Hachana has to be b'chol. Ooh, no. Hachana has to be b'chol. That means the Hachana has to be nibod yom. Nibod yom, yesterday. Wait. If something, for example, is mukta during Ben HaShoshos, and the only reason it's no longer mukta is because the next day has begun, was that Muchan Mibod Yom? Was that Muchan Mibod Chol? Certainly not. Certainly not. No? Certainly not. In order to use something on Shabbos, it has to be designated, fit for use, before Shabbos. Before Shabbos. In order for something to use on Yantif, it has to be fit for use before Yantif. So let's say you have two overlapping days. Shabbos and back to back. No, the bazaar. Is there any possibility this can be used on the next day? The only way it can be used on the next day if it's Muchan B'chol. Muchan B'chol. Everybody agrees this egg was not Muchan B'chol. On that day, prior to Shabbos, prior to Yantif, everybody agrees that the Beitza Shonol is Asur. Everybody agrees that Beitza Shonol is Asur. There's no way in the world that this Beitza can be used on Shabbos because it was not Muchan Mibod Yom at the end of the previous day. Because the end of the previous day was Shabbos Yantiv. So if something is not designated Mibod Yom, it cannot be used on Shabbos. Hey, according to Rabbah, that's exactly the meaning of Mikudis Katzai. Mikudis Katzai. Wow. If something is usur during Ben HaShoshos, that means, by definition, it was not Muchan Mibod Yom. It was not Michan Binyon. It's Muktzah for the next day. Ooh. Without a man of Shach, not a man of Shach. What is Tosfos' man of Shach? No? If today is Yantif, then tomorrow is no longer Muktzah. And if tomorrow is Yantif, that means that it was no longer Nolan on this day. It's not enough to avoid that Muktzah on this day. It has to be Muchan Mibonyom, no? Muchan Mibonyom. It's not that the Tchilas Hayom is the Koveya. It's the Sof Hayom of the previous day that is the Koveya. When I say that this is no good because the Muktzah, it is Mikudis Katzoy. What exactly does that mean? It means that it has to be Muchan B'Tchilas Hayom. No. According to Rashi Shita, it has to mean Hamuchan before the next day begins. Before the next day begins. That's pretty heavy, no? It has to be Menamuchan B'Rega Ha'achrom Shayom Sha'avar. Not that it's Menamuchan B'Tchilas Sayom Haba. That is Migudis Katzai, according to Rambo. You don't have Achana, which is Mibon Yom. So you know what? How you understand Migudis Katzai is going to be different according to Rambo as opposed to everyone else. If you hold like everyone else, it just simply means that Tchila Sayom is the Koveya. According to Rabbi, that's not enough that the Tchila Sayom is the Koveya. It has to be fit for use on the previous day. On the previous day. If all that's necessary, it has to be fit for use today, on this day, then Tosus is right. Well, then Hashmashos, Mimanam Shav. That's Tosus. How can you have a Migudis Katzai Machmas Yom Shavar? According to Rashi, that's not true. It has to be Muchan Mibod Yom. It is not Micho Mibod Yom. Before Shabbos Yom begins, the Beitz is Asura. It's not Muchan Mibod Yom. The next day begins. No, that's Migudis Katzai. It's not Muchan Mibod Yom. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara, that even if you hold it, Shabbos Yom Tov are Shtei Kedushas, but if you hold like Rabba, you need a Hachana B'Yom Chol. There is no Hachana B'Yom Chol. And therefore, it is Muktzah. And it remains Muktzah for the entire day of Shabbos, the entire day of Yom Tov. Yeah, that's Poshav Shan the Gemara, according to Rabba. That's exactly Rosh Hashanah, and that's exactly what the Ritva writes. What do you think our Gemara means when our Gemara says that you have to agree to Rambo? Because once you agree to Rabbi Shita, you need a Hachana, which is Mibod Yom, otherwise it's Muktzah. So in such a case, you know what? It's going to remain Asur. Now you can apply Migudis Katzai. What's the nafkamina between understanding one way or another, whether it's the Tchila Seyom or the Sof Hayom? You know what the answer is? Migo Machmas Yom Sha'avar. You can't call Yom Sha'avar a Tchila Sayom. You can't call Yom Sha'avar the beginning of day two. But certainly you can argue that it was not Min HaMuchan at the end of day one. At the end of day one, it was Min HaMuchan. Absolutely not. You have to wait until day one ends and day two begins, that instant, in order to say that it is Min HaMuchan. And no, instantaneously. The moment that day one ends, day two begins, there was no window of time that it was Muchan Mibod Yom. And that's exactly what the Gemara says, that it's us to be Gemir Katzai, but that's predicated on Rambam, on Rambam. And guess who disagrees with this understanding of Achanah de Rambam? Tosus, Ervin Daf Lamed Ches. What Rashi says is not right. Achanah de Rambam is not that you need a Achanah Mibod Yom, because Muktzah is only Din de Rabbanan. If that's not what Hachana Darabba means, so therefore, you cannot understand our Gemara that it is us because of Migudis Katzai, and that's the Tosus Lashita say that you can't apply Migudis Katzai because Muktzah Machmas Yom Shavar. But Rashi Lashita say absolutely yes. No? So Rashi's willingness of a Muktzah Machmas Yom Shavar, it is exactly Rashi and Abbeish just writes that because Muktzah is Daraisa. And Tosus, who disagrees with Rashi and Abbeish and says that's not true, no one requires Hachana Mibod Yom. Vaharaya, Tosus here, Daf Dalet, Leida is a Hachana, and yet you can certainly Shabbos Balma, Yantav Tishtari. The only way you can say muktzeh extends is to say you have to combine yesterday and today, and that's absurd. We don't say muktzeh matas yom shavar. Wow, but that's more than the shitas, you know? That's exactly. Their machlokas, Rashi and Tosus and Achana de Rabba. And that's why the Gemara is tole. No debzah surb zan Achana de Rabba. And that is not focused. So whether you can say muktzeh matas yom shavar. Ooh, okay, so that you have to piece together. Now, that's the Chiddush. That's it. For Shefter writes in Ginas Egels and Simin Zayin that this is Tosus L'Shitasei, this is Rashi L'Shitasei, Rashi Shita, that something has to be Muchani Bod Yom. That's it. And therefore, of course, that would allow for a Muktzeh Machmas Yom Shabbat. That's exactly Rashi Shita here in the Sunni. Okay, so I want you to chazan it. Now, it puts the pieces together of what we learned. Enough of this.